This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
Welcome back to BirdieCast. My name is Leslie.
And I'm Maya.
This week we're going to talk about our tournament experiences so far after this whole COVID situation. Well, I guess it's still going on during this COVID situation.
Yeah. We've, the tours haven't started up yet. They'll start up here in like a month.
July 20th.
Yeah. Oh, you got a month. I have like 5 weeks, I think.
Okay. Did we not start the same week? I thought we started the same week.
Yeah, we were supposed to, but then we got pushed back a week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, but in the meantime, Leslie, you got to play out in the Colorado Open?
Yes.
How was that?
It was great. I got to say, first of all, you know, last episode you talked a little bit about your experience in Maryland and how everybody was wearing masks. I had the same experience in Colorado. Well, first of all, flying was super odd.
Yeah.
People wear masks, so that's good. But the social distancing part is a little different. You know, when you're standing in line to check your bags or whatnot.
Yeah.
They have tape on the floor.
Right.
Like, okay, wait here, and then 6 feet, wait here. Great. Easy. Right. You see it. You just stand there. You see the other person standing at the next line. If they move up, you move up to the next line. So this person behind me... it was this couple, and they literally stood between the lines, so like 2 feet away from me. And I look over, but I had my face mask on, so he couldn't quite see my facial expression, right? Of like, dude, really?
Back up.
But yeah, so he nodded instead, and I was like, all right, just whatever. Like,
yeah. Are you required to wear face masks in the airport?
Yes. But I don't know what they do if you don't have one.
They probably give you one, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But it does have... The airports that I've been to, so RDU and Colorado, Denver, they do all have signs, you know, outside the airport when you walk in, like, you gotta have a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
It actually wasn't as uncomfortable as I thought it was going to be on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I also took a nap, so that probably helped.
Mm. you didn't notice.
Exactly. No. Yeah, I was breathing slower.
Right.
And then on the plane, you know, they usually come around with a little beverage cart or whatnot. They would just come around with cans of water and straws.
Mm.
Instead of cups and pouring it out and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was different. I kind of liked that because I actually wasn't that thirsty in the moment, but I took the water anyways to drink it later.
Yeah.
So that worked.
Yeah, that works perfectly, for sure.
Yeah, and then in Colorado, so I get there in the morning and I was playing a practice round at 12, and I got an email like 2 nights earlier that you could only get to the golf course 40 minutes before your tee time. I was planning to go from the airport straight to the golf course, practice until my tee time.
Right.
But now I was like, man, I have this time to kill, and our Airbnb hasn't started yet. I was like, where do I even go? I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some breakfast. I'm hungry. So, okay, I look up breakfast places. It took me 3 places to find an open one where you could just hang out and kill some time.
Huh.
Like, they were all curbside or takeout or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ended up at a Panera. Panera's open. Panera always comes through. Yeah,
trusty.
Good old tour trusty. And everybody wears masks in Colorado. Yeah, kind of like you said last episode in Maryland. It's
yeah.
a huge difference. But other than that, it wasn't that weird. We had, you know, for the flagstick on golf courses, they've been putting foam or... PVC pipe in the cup, so you don't have to reach out and touch the cup.
Did they do that in the tournament?
So during the tournament, you know, you can't really compete like that.
Right.
So they had greenside assistants, is what they call them. So they had volunteers on each hole at the green, so like 18 volunteers, and they would take out a pin if you'd like to. And at the same time, they would take your score and then radio it back for live scoring. Yeah, so there was every hole live scoring, and they took care of the pin. And it worked. It worked pretty well.
Yeah.
For the most part.
They, like, attended the pin well and...
Yeah. Well, they just had to take it out, you know.
Oh, you can
You don't need to attend it. Well, no. I mean, nobody... Since you can leave it in now.
Well, that's true.
You know, nobody really does that anymore, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of them almost stepped into my line where I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
But it ended up being okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if the tours would think about doing that.
Yeah.
Because you just need 18, well, 18, probably two shifts of 18.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah, so that was Colorado. I was a little rusty competitively.
Yeah.
But it was a really good experience, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's great. So we just finished up playing in Rocky Mount.
Yeah.
North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki. Yeah, it was like an hour, 15 hour, 20 minute drive for me, and like an hour for you. Right?
Yep.
So we didn't have to stay in hotels, and it was a swing thought tour event.
Yes.
So it was cool. It was men and women compete. I think we were the only two women.
Yes.
So it's, we play different tees, but we compete on the same leaderboard. So basically it's not just me and Leslie competing against each other. We're competing against the entire field, which is really fun. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. The yardages were about, what was it? 7,000 for the guys?
Yeah. And like 61.
Okay. Plus? Yeah. Something like that. So we play pretty short. Usually, on tour, we play, what, 64, 65?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely shorter than, like, a normal tournament. But at the same time, I definitely felt like it was the equivalent to what the guys were playing.
Oh, for sure.
Because they, at least in my groups, they had, it was a two-day event. They had a lot of wedges. And even if you, you know, obviously we need to be further than them, so we have the same iron, but our 8-iron spins a lot less than their 8-iron. So I felt like they did a good job of not just doing like distance equivalent, but also kind of, you know, what kind of shots are they hitting into greens and what kind of shots are we hitting into greens.
Hmm.
So I feel like they did a really good job of balancing our tees. So
How were your playing partners? Who did you play with?
They were awesome. Played with the first day, two guys from North Carolina that had just graduated from NC State and ECU.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah, so really nice guys. One of them played really well. He shot 7 under, and the other one didn't play so good. But yeah, and then the second day, two guys from, I think one was maybe from North Carolina, and the other one was from Tennessee, and they were both really good players. So it was really fun. Everybody was, I mean, the guys I played with were super nice and, like, weren't weirded out that a woman was playing in the same tournament at all. Like, they were really friendly and felt like, they didn't resent the fact that we were playing at all. So.
Cool.
How about you?
Yeah, the first day, so, you know, we play in groups of three, but we had a 3-hour rain delay.
Yeah.
Well, you had to wait it out. I was still chilling at home.
Yeah, I was parked in the parking lot taking a nap for 3 hours. That was fun.
And so I show up to the tee, and then, you know, there's this other guy, Michael, and then our third person, he withdrew like 30 minutes earlier because apparently he had a surgery recently and the weather just doesn't do good with it.
Wow.
So that was interesting. So we only played with two people the first day. So it was nice to have our own cart.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. Because, you know, we had two carts per group.
Right.
Did you end up sharing a cart?
No, I got my, I said that since I was playing a different tee, maybe I should be on my own cart.
My second day, playing with the same guy I played the first day with.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was nice. He was nice to play with. And then our third, he had a caddy.
Oh.
And they had already kind of
snatched up a cart,
and just, you know, stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
So Michael and I look at each other and like, well, what do we do? I guess we'll take a cart together.
Yeah.
But that was interesting. Because, you know, he would park. I let him drive because those carts, I don't know, they were gas carts and I'm not very good, I'm not very good at driving them. So I was like, you can drive. He's like, okay. But then he kept parking it at their tees.
Mm.
And then, you know, I would just walk up, which is not a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not that far. It's like 20 to 50 yards sometimes. Yeah. But then we got a little bit behind.
Oh.
And then I felt like I was rushing a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. So that was a little, as soon as I realized though, I kind of slowed down and that was better.
That's good.
Yeah. No, they were nice to play with. There was only one comet at the end. I think it was like number 15 or 16.
Second day.
And, you know, you and I, we hit it fairly far.
Yeah.
And the guys I play with, I think we're about average. Like,
yeah.
So the distance between tees wasn't that much difference from the distance in the fairway. So like if the tees were like, I don't know, let's say 50 yards apart, I would still pass them 30 yards.
Yeah.
So on number 15 or 16, one of them goes, you know, walking towards my ball, past their ball. And he goes, man, every time you just way past this. And I was like, haha, those gains. but then I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, oh, man. It just got a little bit in my head. I'm sure he didn't mean anything with it.
Yeah.
He was just making a statement, like, just an observation, which is totally fine. Because he was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did think about it. I was like, not sure what to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of those holes, too, I felt like 15. It's like a short par four, and, I mean, we both hit driver pretty straight, so
yeah,
it's like not a narrow par four, but you can easily just hit, like, for the guys, I think they hit like a 3-iron and wedge.
Exactly.
But
exactly,
both of us, like, I hit my driver really well, so I hit driver and I had like 60 yards the first day and 70 the second day.
Right.
Whereas they had, you know, maybe 110, 120, something like that.
Right.
Which to them is still like just a punch wedge, you know, and they spin it a ton, so it's not like it's, but they could have hit driver, you know.
Right.
So I felt like sometimes I outdrove them because I hit driver and they didn't.
Interesting.
Was my observation.
Yeah.
Like they hit more. I hit driver pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Even I felt like that course was pretty open, but they didn't hit driver everywhere.
Yeah.
So I didn't, which maybe it was just a different angle for them from a little further back tee, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like it was, you know, I just felt like they didn't hit driver as often as I did, which, like, that's on you, you know?
Yeah.
That's not my problem. So, no, my guys, there was probably one hole, it was 17, it's a short par four, and we could go, like, over this bunker. And then it kind of runs down to the green.
Yes.
And, like, I was thinking, so I had very short shots both days, and they had, you know, maybe 100 yards. So it wasn't like they had a long shot, but they, you know, they couldn't clear that bunker and kind of get that close to the green. That was probably the only hole I was like, ooh, this is an advantage for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but all in all, I felt like it, you know, par fives, they get to all of them in two, and I still had hybrid into most of them, so I felt like it was even, but
yeah,
it was interesting though. I really enjoyed playing with guys. I feel like they make a lot of birdies, so at least in my groups, they especially, I mean, the first day, the one guy shot 7 under, he was making a lot of birdies, but, and then the second day, like, even if they make some bogeys, like, they make a lot of putts, so it was fun to watch, and, like, you felt like, I just felt like I had to, you know, couldn't just coast. It's like,
came here to play.
Yeah, so, which was really fun, so I enjoyed it. I felt like it was good, you know, good to have some competition and see how it felt working on stuff and see how it felt in a tournament. Yeah. So, yeah. Have you done any swing changes in this time?
A little bit, but not drastic swing changes. It's more adding on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That's nice.
How about you?
Yeah, started working, new coach. So that's been, it's been nice to work on it and to just been playing a lot. So it's been a lot of, because the range is closed, so it's either hitting into a net or going out and playing. Yeah. So I do some TrackMan work and then go out and play. That's kind of my main practice, which has been really good.
Yeah. I also have to say, the guys play pretty slow. Have you noticed that? Or did you guys play fast?
Yeah, they weren't super fast. But I didn't really notice.
Okay.
Yeah. They were slower in the fairway, I felt like. They weren't super slow on the greens for in my groups.
Yeah.
The first day, we were the second group, and we were a little ways behind the first group, but then the group behind, we didn't ever see the group behind us.
Okay, so you were like holding people up.
No. It felt like we had the golf course to ourselves. And then the second day, it was a later tee time, so we were waiting some on the group in front of us. Yeah. I feel like they just, if I could tell all those guys one thing, is just hit a provisional. My God. How many times, especially the first day, such a nice guy, but I swear to God, he hit a ball under the trees, especially the first couple holes. I think it was pretty much every hole, and he did not hit a single provisional.
Really? He's like, oh, I'll find it.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude, it doesn't matter. Just hit a provisional. So that would probably be the one thing I was like, and I meant to tell him after the round. I was, because sometimes you just don't know.
Right, like, and it's maybe, better to...
Yeah, I was just going to tell him.
Walk him back.
Yeah, that, you know, like, you should probably just start hitting provisionals. But I forgot to tell him. So. I didn't want to tell him, obviously, in
maybe
the middle of the round.
Maybe he'll listen to this.
But, yeah, right? That'd be great. Yeah. Now, what else was I...
Yeah,
most of the guys, though, were, for me, they were guys that didn't have any status anywhere, so they were super bummed about not having any Q school.
Right.
I don't know about you. But
yeah, I was talking to one of the guys and while also asking about, you know, what their status is like, and this one guy, he had played Q school for, you know, the Korn Ferry Tour, but he hasn't played any Q schools for like the Canadian Tour or Latin. We had a conversation about that, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
that was different.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because he liked being home.
Oh,
yeah,
he just didn't
like
want to play
idea
anywhere
of,
else.
Of the travel in South America or even Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Does he realize PGA Tour goes?
I know, so. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
So there was that.
Okay. great.
I wish him the best of luck.
He makes it and then just plays domestic events.
China, nah.
I'm good. Yeah, nice.
And you know, I also asked him about what a normal pace of play is like, because at some point we were waiting every hole.
Yeah,
like, it got pretty bad. Where it took like an hour to play 3 holes.
Whoa.
Yeah, the first round, and they're like, yeah, this is pretty normal. Like average mini tour event, it takes like longer than 5 hours to play. I was like, oh my God. I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had the feeling that mini tour events with guys who go fast. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just kind of have like, all right, let's just get it
I
going.
Know. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Nobody wants to be here for 6 hours.
Right.
I guess they do.
Yeah.
Like, take your time.
Yeah.
Be deliberate.
Yes, very. Yeah. No, we didn't have that.
Okay.
I would say maybe one guy, maybe the guy the first day was a little slow. But he was also hitting a lot of golf shots, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a little struggling, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't feel like it was fast, for sure. But I had that feeling too. I was like, they're gonna play so fast, like I gotta be on it.
Mm.
Like, I don't wanna hold things up. Like, you know, make sure that I'm, you know, ready to hit when it's my turn. And it turned out it was like you could just
take your sweet time. Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That was fun. Would you do it again?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, money wise it's not.
Oh my gosh.
Great.
I have to tell you. Well, yeah, I'll tell you. I was like, do I want this to be broadcasted on a podcast?
So this tour,
it's what's it called? Rate of entry, I think. Return on entry.
Experience.
Yeah, no, but that's, so there's 4 levels of entry fee.
Yes.
And you, so.
This is new though, I think.
Oh, okay.
It didn't used to be like that.
Okay. But, yeah. So basically you, for those that don't know, it's, you like pay between, you can pay 400, 600, 800, or 1,000. And based on what you pay, you get like a percentage of what your earnings could be. So it's basically gambling. So you decide how much you want to put down and then you can get your, you know, money return on your investment, basically. And it's, yeah, so they phrase it. So we both paid the lowest one.
Just to try it out.
They phrase it as, experience, if you're just looking for experience. Because I finished tied 7th and still lost money.
Really? Was it 5th to break even?
I don't know. Do they advertise what the break even point is?
Did you get the email?
No.
They had it in an email.
No, I haven't gotten any emails from them.
Oh, I can forward it to you.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a breakdown of...
Yeah. They sent it after the first round.
Okay.
I think it was, tied for, or like fifth. Where
yeah, the that would make sense.
And I heard if you're level 3, so like if you pay 800, then you gotta finish 13th to break even.
Yeah.
But then if you pay the 1,000, level 4, you just gotta make the cut. Or just, I mean, it's 40% of the field. So that was like 22nd, something like that. Where you get your money back.
Okay.
Should have paid 1,000, Maya.
I know.
You made some money.
Yeah. 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 I also just had no idea what, like, I wanted to play one of these and know what sort of tees we were playing.
Right.
If they put us at 65,
competitive,
like, that would have been, I think the cut was at 5 under.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, like, you got to play good golf.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was going to be, if they put us far back, it would be really hard to compete.
Man,
so.
I definitely thought you would have at least gotten your money back.
Yeah, I know.
Tied for 7th?
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. I didn't know what to expect on that.
Yeah.
So but then I was like, huh.
Would you play it again?
Yeah. I just don't know what entry fee I would pay.
Yeah, right. Because 1,000 is like steep.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. But then, I don't know.
Win, you get 15.
Yeah, right. True. Winning those things is tough. I think the winner was 15 under.
Yeah,
for two rounds. That's what I said. I was telling Catherine, I was like, 15 under, I think, is going to win. Because that's 7 and 8 under. Or he shot, I guess, 9 and 6.
But yeah.
So, I mean, guys definitely have the potential to shoot some really low numbers. So... No, I mean, women do too.
I mean, I felt like with that course setup, feasible.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it was pretty soft. It's been raining.
But
it didn't play long because it was soft. It was just made it easier into the greens. You could just kind of go for stuff. So.
Right.
No. Yeah, there's some, I think there's 2 in more in North Carolina kind of right before the season starts. So I might do one of those. Yeah.
Where?
In Winston-Salem. So I might do one of those.
I have to look into that.
Yeah.
Which entry fee are you going to do it?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably still the lowest.
Yeah.
I think I see it as, just experience.
Just getting ready. Part of training.
Yeah.
I have heard of two other tours on the putting green.
Nice.
Mini tours for guys, mainly. One of them is called the Carolina Mountain Tour.
Okay.
They are one-day events.
Cool.
And I emailed them because it didn't say anything about, women or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said they do allow women, but same tees.
Okay.
So there's that. And then the other one is called Coastal Players. I haven't looked it up yet, but that's what it's called.
Cool.
So
I
there
heard
you go.
G Pro Tour, too.
G Pro?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another one. But
that sounds expensive.
Yeah, that's what the guy was saying. It's not as good of a return on your entry.
Oh, really?
Kind of
than Sling Thought?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think you pay more, but it payout is probably top heavy. Not 40. You don't. It doesn't go down to 40%. Would be my guess at how it is done. But yeah.
I mean, with the Sling Thought thing, if you pay $1,000 and make the cut, at least you get your money back.
Yeah.
But you gotta make a cut.
Right. I would happily do that if I could see the golf course ahead of time and know what the setup was ahead of time. But I'm not gonna put $1,000 down
and then
show up
there
and see they're playing 7,000 and I'm playing 6,400 or 65 and
then
I don't have a chance, really.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's just hard. Yeah, hard not knowing
the setup.
If it was $1,000 to play against other women, I'd be like, yeah, sure, because then it's even.
Yeah, it's fair regardless.
Yeah, but you're asking me to put $1,000 and gamble on something where I don't even know what the game is. So
good point.
I'm not gonna do that. But
very well said.
Thank you. But I'll put the $400 down for the experience, which is what they advertise it as.
Right. Right.
But I mean, yeah, and I emailed them for the tees for this last event,
a
couple
of
days before.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the tees. So I can't even be like, hey, I'm looking to sign up. What would the tees be? Because they don't know
yet. They don't know.
Yeah.
Until they get there.
Right.
Themselves.
Yeah. So I don't even have an answer for that one. But it's something to play in, It was
for sure.
Fun to play in a tournament.
Yeah, it was really fun. And the conditions, the greens were awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was great. So. Yeah. Well.
Cool.
We're not sure what our next topic is going to be, but.
We will be back.
We will be back. And
thank you so much for being a loyal listener.
Yes, we appreciate you.
We hope you are safe and well.
Yep. And hopefully getting
playing a lot of golf.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Thanks for listening to FurryCast.
Cool.